The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And hope to see many of you at the big RUC annual banquet tonight. Relationships under construction. The banquet is at Genoa Church in Westerville, and the keynote speaker is Ron Archer. Don't miss it. I have no idea whether there are any seats left. You can go to the website, relationships, and it's plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com, and click on the registration button. It'll tell you whether you can get in and whether any seats available. I kind of doubt it, but possible. But if not, you can register to watch it on streaming. Just don't miss it. Do not miss hearing Ron Archer. And Relationships Under Construction is such a worthy ministry, organization. If you're not familiar with them, you need to get familiar. If you're familiar with them, I'm assuming you'll probably be there tonight. So anyway, looking forward to seeing many of you there. And by the way, if you're a listener and I and Joy have not had the privilege of meeting you, please give us the privilege of meeting you tonight. All right? We talk quite a bit about politics on this program, sometimes more than I really want to. But because politics do impact our lives, our families, my family, your church, and of course our country, we can't ignore what's going on in the political world. A lot of bad things going on since the inauguration in America. I don't think many of us are surprised by the direction that pardon me, I apologize for that. No, it's not COVID. The direction that the Biden administration is taking us, I don't think any of us are surprised, but we're deeply concerned. But I am much more concerned about what's going on in the pulpits of America. I say that in the opening of the program every day, but I mean it. I really do mean it. There are some key individuals that are speaking truth, and one of them is Michael Youssef. I've had the privilege of interviewing Michael Youssef several times. He is the senior pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, has an internationally syndicated radio program, TV programs, and so forth, as well as a prolific author. And he is proving that he is not afraid to encounter the wokeness in the evangelical church. Yeah, we know about the wokeness in politics, and it is destroying America, but there's an incredible amount of wokeness in the evangelical church. As we look around, sadly, many churches, I hope not most, but many evangelical churches are far, far more concerned about being liked and being woke and being hip and up to date and cool and being appealing more so than just telling the truth. Michael Youssef has issued a strong condemnation of woke pastors within evangelical churches. In a recent interview, he said, far-left ideology from the pulpit is deadly as far as the gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned. Here are some quotes from Michael Youssef. Those same battles that I fought in the mainline denominations, he begins by talking about the fact that he was an Episcopal for a long time and then got saved and was delivered from the liberal left-wing mainline Protestant denominations. So he says, those same battles that I fought in the mainline denominations are now invading the evangelical churches. It's the same arguments, the same lingo, and the same words repeating themselves with such precision. I am deeply, deeply concerned. He said, more and more pastors are falling into the trap of woke culture because it's popular and appeals to the flesh. Bowing to woke culture allows you to avoid rejection by culture and society. It's a very, very popular message that is now being preached from many evangelical pulpits. Traditionally, Bible-believing, gospel-preaching churches, we have gone so far that it just grieves me to the point that I literally sometimes just weep tears. I've always believed, as goes the pulpit, so goes the pew. As goes the pew, so goes the culture. As a pastor, I put the full blame on us right in our laps because we want to be liked, loved, and followed on social media by millions of people. Pastors are the culprits. We need to be about Jesus, not about being liked, because that is deadly as far as the gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned. Young pastors must realize that this is a deception. It's very subtle, very clear, clever, but it's deception nonetheless. And that is the burden that God has laid on my heart to such a point I could not sleep. I had to address it. I believe people are in a state of confusion and need a clear word from Scripture. Then he went on talking about the dangers of CRT, critical race theory. I have tried to sound that warning on this program over and over and over again. Michael Youssef says this concerning critical race theory. It's a very Marxist ideology that people are taking very seriously. The idea of the oppressed and the oppressors is not that simple. Now, we have private Christian schools here in Atlanta where white children are apologizing to black children. Apologizing for what? They're innocent. They haven't done anything. It's crazy. It is just going insane. He identified several signs. A pastor is abandoning biblical truth, from failing to preach the whole word of God to bowing toward moral relativism and demonstrating hesitation to offend anyone. Quote, if someone is saying there are many ways to God, you run out of there as fast as you can. If they are saying we need to ditch the Old Testament, you run out of there as fast as you can. Because the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is the inspired word of God. Then he went on talking about the dangers of the woke culture and how it is infiltrating the evangelical church. And it is so very true. He says Satan is working overtime to deceive children. If these words are terrifying, I'm glad they are, because it's time for us to build the fences around our children and their hearts and seal them with the Holy Spirit. May his tribe increase. It is a time, past time, to stand for biblical.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is a weird, bizarre world that we're living in. I mean, it really is. During the break, I checked my Twitter feed. And by the way, I love to hear from you on Twitter. Please, please, please. Reply to Twitter. Send me messages on Twitter if you're into Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. I love to hear from you on Facebook. Send me a message. Anyway, I was checking the Twitter feed, and one of our local TV stations was reporting 22 minutes ago a heartwarming story. Awesome, it says. In all capital letters. Awesome! Exclamation point. Now, again, this is from one of our local TV stations on their Twitter feed. Awesome! Exclamation point. 270 dogs found their forever homes last month after being adopted from the Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center. And then there's all these hearts. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Joy and I are pet lovers. Since we got married, we have always had pets. A long story, but at one time we must have had 15 or 16 cats. That's a long story. We've always had cats, dogs, fish, birds. We are pet lovers. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. That last month, 270 dogs were adopted from the Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center. Have you ever, 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 ever seen anything from a local TV station or radio station saying, awesome, 270 babies were saved from death and were given life. Of those 270, 140 were adopted into forever homes. And I'm being serious. Have you ever, ever seen any news source reporting on wonderful? 100 babies were saved from abortion. 200 babies were saved from abortion. Every year we partner with Heartbeat International, as most of you know. Well, they can measure 3,000 babies a week saved from abortion. Not a month, not a year. 3,000 babies a week that would have been aborted were saved. Children, human beings. I do not mind at all the news media talking about pets and the need for adoption and don't abuse your dog. And I have no problem with that at all. But what about human babies? Is that not bizarre? If people go down to the Humane Society or the Franklin County Dog Shelter and they're walking back and forth on the sidewalk with signs, do not euthanize pets, because all of these shelters euthanize pets. You know that, right? if the pet can't be adopted, if they don't find a home, they, you know, they get to capacity and they put them down. They kill them. They euthanize them. Happens all the time. And there are people who oppose that. And if they march back and forth in front of the Humane Society, the Franklin County Dog Shelter, local news goes, these are pet lovers. These are pet activists. Look at that. They care about pets. Isn't that wonderful? And they interview them out on the sidewalk. Why are you here? Well, it's because I love pets and I don't want dogs to die. And we need to find homes for these pets. We know. Yes, that's wonderful. Oh, good work. Keep up the good work. But if people stand outside of an abortion facility and protest, the news media shows up and says, these people are whack jobs. These people are crazy. They're extremists. Why are you so extreme? Why do you oppose a woman's right to choose? Now imagine. Imagine if Franklin County Dog Shelter or the Humane Society advertised, hey, you don't want your dog? Bring it on down. We'll put it to sleep humanely, peacefully. You're tired of your pet, can't handle your pet. Just come on down. We'll put him down. We'll put him to sleep. Can you imagine the outrage? That's exactly what's happening at abortion facilities. We can't afford to keep the baby. You know, I want a college education. I wasn't prepared. I don't think I'm ready to be a mom. And so I'm just going to go down and I'm going to kill my unborn baby. That is a woman's right to choose. If a pet owner, and I'm not going to call them parents, if a pet owner said, I have a right to choose, people would go crazy. We're living in a society, we're living in a culture where pets are more highly honored than human beings. And that is a sad, sad reality. Awesome! 270 dogs found their forever homes last month after being adopted from the Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center. I think that's really good news. And I have no problem the local TV station reporting it. But what about the human babies? Why don't you ever, ever portray a baby saved from abortion as something positive? It's always interference with women's health, interference with a woman's right to choose. It is never a compassionate look at a human baby, a human child that was given the opportunity to live. These are strange times.